following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge Family? This is David here with today's edition of Refuge Family. As you can see, I'm in a different room. We call this, if I can put that up, call this the family room. This is back in the high school room. If you guys haven't been back here in a while, we've had some changes. Let's see if I can do some of that. Look at that little clock right there. We got a pretty nice little snack bar station right there for the kids when we're all able to come back to inside gathering. So we're excited for when that happens. But I am also excited to just share something that's been on my heart with you guys. I've said this every time. I'm sure every pastor has said this every time they do one of these dailies. But this year, up and down, inconsistent, heavy at times. And if I'm being honest and real with you, and again, this is a value that we have in high school, that we are open with ourselves, God, and others. And so if I'm being open with you and honest with you, the past couple of weeks have been very heavy in my own life. The past couple of weeks, there's been a lot of different things that have been going on, that have been happening with family members, with sickness, with, there's just been a ton. And I found myself feeling heavy a lot. And obviously, we are not, as believers, we are not to be people who just pretend those emotions aren't there, because that is unhealthy and that can be destructive. But God has given us, by His Spirit, given us everything we need to be able to confront these things that we're dealing with, and to really have victory over them, because, I mean, there's victory in and through Christ. And so I've been feeling pretty heavy lately, and this verse, this scripture, this morning, even as I rode my bike to work, I was just thinking, and when I got here, this passage in scripture came to my mind. It's found in 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verse 3 to verse 9. It says this: "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him, and even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Heaviness, word it this way, the heaviness and the weightiness of the reality of life, right? The things that you and I go through, the family members, the broken relationships, the sicknesses, the cancer, the death, all of these things that seems to plague not just the world on a big sense, but plague our families, that plague our circles of influence, right? Things happen. God has never promised once in His Word that bad things won't happen or that hard things won't happen in our lives. In fact, the opposite is promised in Scripture, right? That God allows the rain to fall on the just and the unjust, that stuff happens to all people. This past week, again, or the past 2 weeks, walking through stuff with my family and also being there for other families and praying for them, and I've just been hit so much this past couple of weeks with this idea of, this is just not the way God intended things to be. When I see marriages falling apart, when I'm on the phone with a woman who's you know, life is falling apart because a marriage is falling apart. You know, when I hear about this person and their parents have Alzheimer's or dementia, and you hear just the fallout and just how crazy hard life can be, I'm reminded in this scripture particularly, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his great mercy. He has given us new birth into a living hope." I was encouraged a while ago by one of our pastors here, Fausto, and he said, "Hope is always alive because Jesus is always alive. That is why we have a living hope." The hope, it is absolutely alive. So when I am dealing with the things that I'm going through right now with my family and just outside, you know, stuff as well, I have to remind my heart and my mind continually that regardless if I see it, regardless if I feel it, hope is alive because my Savior, my King, Jesus, is alive. You know, we're going through that series right now on Sunday mornings, The Thrill of Hope. And the line after that says, "A weary world rejoices." A world that is burdened, that is overwhelmed by the sin, by the darkness, by the injustice. A weary world. That is a great description of the world that we live in. But in that song, right, it says that world is the world that rejoices. Why do they rejoice? Well, because the King has come, right? Fall on your knees. The idea of the Savior is here. Fall on your knees. Worship him. Jesus Christ is our living hope. I want to close with this. This is a short Devo, by the way, if you hadn't noticed. Phil Wickham, which a lot of us, if not all of us, know who he is. And he has this song that's called Living Hope. And it's probably based off of this passage in Scripture. And we've sang it many times at Refuge even. And I'm not going to sing it because I want this to be encouraging. And I don't want to shy any of you guys away. But I'm going to read at least the first part until we get to the chorus. This is Living Hope by Phil Wickham. He says, "How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. And through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished. The end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace?" I love that. "The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken. I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope." And the chorus says, "Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You've broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. Jesus Christ, my living hope." You know, I often find myself shocked at how people go on in this world without this hope. I don't get it. I reflect back on before I was walking with the Lord and the things that I used to do to try to fill the void or to escape the heaviness of life. Because here's the reality, man, Christian or not, the world we live in is heavy. There's stuff that happens, right? I think what differentiates, one of the differentiating things between the believer and somebody who doesn't and who hasn't responded to the gospel is that we have a hope. And it's not like, oh man, I hope this happens. It's sure. Jesus is our anchor. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is all loving, all merciful, all sovereign, right? This is the God we serve. He's consistent and he is constant. I think when we meditate on those things, meditate on who God is, we meditate that Jesus is our living hope, then we as believers, no matter how bleak, no matter how overwhelmed we may feel, you know, I feel like God starts molding and shaping our hearts and our minds to that reality. And although things are dark, there's hope in the darkness. There's light in the darkness, or a light at the end of the tunnel. And I would just say this as one last encouragement, is when you live out this reality and you accept and believe that Jesus is our living hope, you then become a beacon of light and hope to those who need it, for both the believer and for the non-believer. Let's go back to families for a second. I am not naive, and we're not naive to think that everybody in your family knows Jesus. False. Probably not the case. You live this reality out. You believe that Jesus is your living hope, and you live in the reality of that. You will have inexpressible joy, as it says later on in this passage, and you will then become a beacon of hope and light to your family member who does not know nor understand true hope. We pray for us. Father, I pray to that end, God, that we would be those beacons of hope and light. Jesus, I thank you that you are our living hope. God, that no matter how gnarly or hard things get, Jesus, your hope remains. Thank you for that, Lord. I pray that you'd be with my family today. And as we are approaching Christmas, Lord, would we meditate on things that are worthy of meditation, and would we just toss aside everything else, God? We thank you, we love you, and we ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Refuge, love you guys. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.